So really interesting twist to that story. That was a national news story yesterday. The local bakery who have refused to bake a cake because it was promoting gay marriage. The family that owns the bakery. What happens after the show? A member of that family contacts the Nolan Show to tell us she is gay, that she had contacted, wanted to contact the family to ask them to bake a cake for her gay civil partnership. Really interesting. 08459 555 678. Lawrence and Michael and Stephen and Norman. Norman, good morning.
Stephen, I'm going on holidays. Now, the hotel I'm going to...
Hope you can go away for a year and stop hassling me.
No chance of that. Stephen, I'm going away and they have a dress code. I cannot wear a football top. I cannot wear a shirt with slogans on it. I have to accept what that hotel's rules are. So it's the same with this bakery. They're a Christian bakery. They should have rights to refuse people, whether you like it or whether you don't like it. And as for the lady who is a member of that family, she should have known that these were a Christian family. They don't support gay marriage, and she should never have asked in the first place.
But she's gay.
Yes, and she should have knew that the family would refuse to bake a cake for a gay person with a gay writing on it.
Well, she still doesn't know if the family would have refused, because actually she phoned them up. She got their answer machine. The owner of the bakery, to be fair to him, he did phone her back. She missed his call, but she didn't. She said she didn't have the courage to ring him back because she was frightened about the rejection. She did point out that the grandfather, who originally started the whole bakery shebang, that he had gay friends.
But Stephen, this road we're going down now, gay marriage is going to come to Northern Ireland. But what I'm afraid is what is going to happen. The churches are going to be forced to perform gay marriage, and they have no right to refuse because it'll be taken to human rights courts, and it'll be forced upon the churches. It'll be forced upon the Christian schools to teach that being gay is normal.
Well, you say it's coming to Northern Ireland. Of course, the parties like the likes of which, for example, the DUP represent, they've said that they will continue to block it. And there are safeguards across the water where gay marriage is allowed to ensure that churches are not. It's actually built into the legislation that churches cannot be forced,
Stephen,
to hold a gay marriage against their will. David Cameron personally promised that himself.
Stephen, I wouldn't believe anything as Cameron said. This will go to human rights courts in Europe and they'll overturn the decision by Britain.
Well, stay there, Norman. Have a listen to Lawrence in Belfast. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Good morning. First of all, I think it was Nelson Mandela famously said, no children are born with hatred. And I think that's a very good saying. And in fact, I think in the 21st century, we should all be equal. No one has the right to judge anyone else.
Yeah.
And as for the bakery, I mean...
This wasn't about judging this particular case, though. I know you're talking in generality and not about this case, but if you look at this case, this wasn't about judging, people would argue, in defence of the bakery, they would argue that this wasn't about them judging an individual, this was about them objecting to printing a political message. So it wouldn't have mattered whether it was a straight person going in to ask for a cake promoting gay marriage, they would have refused to do it. So it wasn't on their sexuality, it was on the message promoting gay marriage. You've got to distinguish, surely.
Yeah, but Stephen, one would have thought that gay marriage is not a political thing. It's a way of life, and we should respect everyone's way of life. Everyone should be equal. And if the bakery have a Christian values that they want to hold, then maybe the person outside the bakery saying, everyone welcome, accept, and then list the exclusions that they don't believe in, and then at least we know where we stand.
So you think the bakery were wrong, Lawrence?
I absolutely think the bakery were wrong.
Let me let Norman take you on. Go ahead, Norman. You and Norman talk to each other. Norman, go ahead. Talk to Lawrence, Norman.
Lawrence.
Morning, Norman.
Lawrence,
yes, mate.
This is not about Christians hating gay people, because they do not hate gay people. So let's get that straight right away. It's a sin that Christians hate, because the Bible teaches that it is a sin for man to lie with man and woman with woman. I have nothing against gay people. I know gay people. It doesn't bother me. But I would point out to them that their sin is wrong. And this bakery are not holding any hatred towards this gay man. It's the sin that the bakery do not want. And they do not want to get into a political row by supporting gay marriage.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, but these people, to my knowledge, are providing a service to the public as in a bakery, a reputable bakery. And if someone comes in and wants whatever it is written on the cake, surely, unless it's obviously, you know, to do with like terrorism or something like that, this is an ordinary couple who love each other and want to get married and wanted a cake for their special day, and they refuse because of their sexual orientation. And
Lawrence,
totally wrong.
Wasn't a cake for a wedding, it was a cake for an event. But let's put it a different way. Do you think, Lawrence, that, I don't know, an Asian bakery should be forced to bake a cake for the BNP?
Well, it shouldn't be forced to do anything. I mean, if they're providing a service to the public, for instance, would you expect your local postman, if he knew you were gay, and he's a Christian postman, and there are many, to refuse to deliver post to your door? Would you expect, say, like an ambulance or fire engine coming to your door in an emergency and saying, I'm sorry, we can't help you because...
But the detail of this story is really important, you know, so that you're fair to all sides. It wasn't about the customer being gay. It was about the message that was being printed on the cake.
Well, unless it was... if it was an illegal message, fine, yes. But it's not an illegal message in the eyes of the people who are baking the cake.
Michael of White Abbey. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen. Oh. I'm listening contently.
Yes.
What I was wanting to say,
this
in my
sounds
day...
a bit too lively for me. It's going to drive me insane.
There's another favour I want to ask you at the end of the discussion.
Never let this man on again.
Well, tell me something. It used to be 10 or 15 years ago when I went into a public house.
Yes.
There was a big notice above the door, and it says, we refuse the right to give you entrance, and we refuse the right to serve you. Does that law still apply? Or could you tell me, does that law still apply? There's another thing.
That's an interesting question, actually.
Isn't it? Because it used to say that above all public houses. It doesn't say that anymore. Now, another thing, as far as the cake's concerned, if I'd have been Mr. Usher or whatever you call him, I'd have baked the cake and said, look, this is a special design.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
It's going to cost you £1,000.
I'll tell you the other interesting thing about this, right?
Yeah.
At least the DUP had the cojones to come on this programme and talk about this yesterday. For 2 days now, we've been asking Sinn Féin what their position is on this, because don't forget Sinn Féin's position is important in terms of DFM. They jointly fund the Equality Commission, and actually Sinn Féin haven't come on. So while the DUP have stood up tall and given us their position in this, Sinn Féin, in terms of our question about their position on OFM, DFM related to this, nothing. Silence from Sinn Féin. That's interesting in itself. What do you want?
Should you use the word cojones? I don't like using that word on air.
Okay. No, we're not letting anything, because I need to go to the toilet. So I'm going now. The 10 o'clock news comes next.